This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Israel and, in a joint appearance with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, assured him that the U.S. was there to support Israel.
It seems to me that I have to continue to ensure that you have what you need to defend yourselves. And we're going to make sure that occurs, as you know.
President Biden acknowledged the explosion at a Gaza hospital and reiterated the Israeli claim that it was not them. In a news conference, the Israeli army says they did not strike the hospital and have evidence it was a rocket fired by Islamic Jihad.
At 6:59 p.m., a barrage of around 10 rockets was fired by Islamic Jihad from a nearby cemetery. It was at the time that 6:59 p.m. when there were reports of an explosion at the Al-Hali Al-Mahdani Hospital in Gaza City.
However, the attack derailed a planned visit and meetings with Arab officials for President Biden. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said on Wednesday that Egyptians, in their millions, would reject the forced displacement of Palestinians into Sinai, adding that any such move would turn the peninsula into a base for attacks against Israel. The Gaza Strip is effectively under Israeli control, and Palestinians, he said, could instead be moved to Israel's Negev Desert until the militants are dealt with. He was speaking at a news conference in Cairo. There were more explosions in Gaza City on Wednesday. This is from video taken by the news service Reuters, which shows the explosion and then subsequent smoke rising from Gaza City. This is VOA News. The United States has quietly delivered the long-range ballistic missiles that Ukraine said it urgently needed. Let's get details on that from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
President Biden had promised those missiles last month, and a U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says Ukraine has already begun using them for the first time. Their delivery gives the country a critical ability to strike targets that are farther away. The delivery was shrouded in secrecy. The version of the Army tactical missile system sent to Ukraine carry cluster munitions, which, when fired, open in the air, releasing hundreds of bomblets rather than a single warhead. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived in North Korea on Wednesday, according to Russian news agencies, as Western concerns mount over deepening military ties between the historic allies. The two-day visit is expected to lay the groundwork for a future trip to the country by President Vladimir Putin. Lavrov arrived in Pyongyang from Beijing, where Putin hailed Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday as an old friend during a rare trip abroad. Putin is guest of honor at a summit celebrating Xi's vast Belt and Road investments project and told reporters the two had met alone eye to eye and that mounting global conflicts strengthen their countries' relations. The leaders of Belgium and Sweden, as well as the European Union's chief executive, vowed on Wednesday to double down on tightening the bloc's borders and stepping up preparations to improve security after this week's deadly attack in Brussels.
We need to be able to protect our borders. We need to know who is in Sweden. Are they here legally or illegally? If they are not here in a legal way, they are obliged to leave the country.
Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson. They spoke after paying tribute to the victims of Monday's attack by a gunman, a failed asylum seeker from Tunisia, in which two Swedish football fans died and one was injured. The shooting highlighted the EU's persistent difficulties in managing migration and asylum, including security gaps and failed return policies of people deemed not having the right to stay in the 27-nation EU, which has about 450 million people and is one of the richest places in the world. Recapping our top story, United States President Joe Biden is in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.